Hello and welcome to the Intentional Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of the things that help us to manifest an aligned life that's beyond our wildest dream. My name is Megan, and I'm your host for this podcast. I use neuroscience, epigenetics, somatics, energetics, and holistic nutrition to help my clients completely shift their perspective so they can transform their life. To align your life with your dreams, check out my self-paced coaching program that also gives one-on-one coaching support. For just $47 per month, cancel anytime. You can find the link in the description.
Hello and welcome. I am excited for today's episode. I really just want to give you one big permission slip to live your life in a way that brings you joy, to spend every day doing the things that you love and turning that into something that makes you money, a way for you to spend more time with your family, just doing whatever it is that feels really good and authentic to you. Maybe it's traveling the world, you know, whatever it is that you see as your dream life, I want you to know that it's possible. And so I've been wanting to sign up for Masterclass because I've really been wanting to watch the Martha Stewart Masterclass. And so I finally just bit the bullet and did it. It's actually surprisingly cheap, by the way. It's like $110 for the year. You have to sign up for a whole year. So what prevented me from signing up, I just wanted to do like a month and just watch Martha Stewart. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I want to watch this masterclass and I'm just going to bite the bullet and do it. But you can find a 30% off promo, I guess you could call it, for masterclass. So then you get it for like $10 a month, but you have to pay it all up front. So it's like $110. And so anyways, that aside, this is not like a affiliate. I have no code to send or anything. I don't think I should check that. But anyways, I just finished watching the Martha Stewart Masterclass and it was inspiring. I don't think I necessarily learned a whole lot, but it was really just like more inspiration and more of that messaging I've been talking about on all of the podcasts that are like just live your life, like do what you love and figure it out. And so if you're new to the podcast, I apologize if you've listened to every single episode and you hear me say this in every episode, but I had been trying to figure out, okay, how do I make my business make sense, right? I've been in the wedding industry for over 10 years, which is crazy to say. And so from doing hair and makeup to running a wedding planning business, to adding florals and doing a full wedding planning design and florals, and now to doing only florals, I, over the past 10 and plus years, have been running that part of my business. And so I'm also, of course, certified as a mindset coach in hypnotherapy, in EFT, in neural energetic encoding and wiring, as well as in holistic nutrition. I do a lot of things. And I was like, how do I make it all make sense? Like everybody will tell you, and I've had this advice many, many times, it's like niche down. Oh, just make a separate Instagram account for everything that you do. And that never felt good to me because I don't want to have a separate Instagram account for each service that I offer. Like that would be insane to try and create the amount of content needed. But I'm like, how do I get people to see all the things that I do and still want to book me for those things? How do I get people to come to my Instagram, for example, and see that, yes, I do florals, but I'm also a mindset coach, but like they still want to hire me for florals? Like, how do I make it make sense without confusing people or overwhelming them or them thinking that because I do so many things that I'm not giving my full attention to the things that I do? Because the truth is that I will always put 100% focus on the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm passionate about. And I can be a florist and advertise my floral services and show my portfolio and also talk about how you achieve goals. But I was like, how do I make it make sense for people to see that, and it all kind of click. Like, who am I? What do I want to be? And, you know, it's funny because I'm like, well, Martha Stewart does it all. And this is before I watched the masterclass. It's just like, she does it all. I mean, obviously she has a huge team of people, but she started off doing the things that she loved. And that's literally what she says in the masterclass. Like, live your life doing the things that you love. Like, that's what's going to bring you joy. That's what's going to be exciting for you to show up each day and do the work, because you genuinely enjoy doing it. If you are coming from a place where you are like faking it, you know, you're just trying to do the work and it's not bringing you joy. One, the energy of that is totally clear. Like, people can feel that energy. But two, it just makes the job not fun. And if the job is not fun and that's how you're making your money, like, it just feels like a job and work and not a career. And I'm not saying that if you decide to take all the things that you love and turn that into a business, that it doesn't require hard work or work in general. I have a thing about that too, because I don't believe that we have to work hard. You know, I put in air quotes to get things done, but I do think that what it does take is motivation, drive, grit, and purpose. So, does it require you to work hard? Should you burn yourself out? Absolutely not. But do you also feel less burnt out when you're doing things that actually genuinely bring you joy? So, to give you permission here today to also do the things that you enjoy, I have so many clients who, even if they're not sure of what they want to do, they know that they are not like 1,000% happy in their job. And they might say like, oh, you know, I'm fine here for now. It's okay. It's flexible. But there's no passion there. There's no like light behind their eyes when they talk about it. And so, you know, they're meant for something more. I know they're meant for something more, whether they figured it out or not yet. I mean, that's my journey to help them figure that out and to help them see the path. But when we're showing up, living a life that doesn't bring us joy, how do we change that? And now I'm not saying, okay, quit your job that doesn't bring you joy and, you know, all of a sudden try and start this brand new business, just doing the things you love. Like, it does require you to learn some skills to run a business. You can't just be like, oh, okay, well, I love running, so I'm going to go run all the time and just like film it on Instagram and then people will pay me money. But like, what are they paying you for? People aren't going to do that, because you need to have an offer. And by that, I mean, like, what is your service? Like, what do you want people to pay you for? You have to have some sort of business structure, right? You need to have a way for people to accept money. And those are all things that you can easily Google. And there's 1,000 different, I mean, more than 1,000 business courses online, and they start at all different price points. So that's no excuse to not know how to do something, because Google is free, okay? Then there's courses that start at $7 a month, $47 a month, you know, $9.97, and you get it for a lifetime. So I am being a little bit hard on you right now and saying, if you have an inkling to do something that is more joyful for you, to actually bring that passion back into your life, to be able to step away from what you're doing and spend time with your family, or, you know, bake for your family, or be in the garden. And this is me speaking from experience, because those are all things that I love to do. Then you need to go ahead and get started. And as I just said, Google is free, you guys. All you have to do is Google what you want to know. And the internet has so many free resources. And if you want to dive deeper, then you can go in and pay somebody to help you do the things that you want to do. Now, I am not a business coach, so I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do this or that. Like, you'll never learn that on this podcast. What I'm here to do is to inspire you to live your dream life and let you know that it's possible. I haven't worked for another person since 2014, I think is when I quit my full-time job. I had a pretty good job. I was working, I had full-time hours, working on salary in a hotel, selling hotel space for conferences and events and stuff like that. It was good. It was a decent paying job. I lived at home still. So Did I live at home still? I think that I actually lived with an ex-boyfriend at that point. But regardless, I was making enough money to definitely live off of that at the time. But I also was doing my hair and makeup business because I was doing that before I got the full-time job. And so it was an easy transition for me to, well, I started wedding planning also, actually. See, I do a lot of things. I started my hair and makeup business in 2009. See, long time ago. In 2009, and then I started my wedding planning business in 2012. So for 2 years, I was still wedding planning on the side of working full time, and I was still doing hair and makeup for a lot of that time as well, while I transitioned into full time wedding planning. And so I left my job behind, and honestly, I've never looked back. I've always been able to figure it out. Even when I had like one wedding planning client, I figured it out. I knew that I'd have enough money, and I also knew that my partner at the time would, you know, cover any fees that I couldn't maybe get. But he was the one who actually encouraged me to do it. He said, you should, you know, look at your savings account, see how long you have. And, you know, if you don't get clients and you don't get up and running by then, okay, great, go find another job. I was like, yeah, because I know I'm going to keep building this business. And if I have to go get a job at like Starbucks as a part-time job, I can do that because I'm still building this wedding planning business. At the end of the day, it's all going to work out. And it has. You know, I've gone from, like I said, hair and makeup, my full-time job, into wedding planning. Then I started doing flowers, but it was during the pandemic where we weren't really having weddings and I wanted to become my own coach. And so that's when I became a certified coach and I did that program and hypnotherapy and EFT and neuroenergetics, and we did all that. And then I was like, you know what? I want to also add some nutritional information in my knowledge. I really like the idea of nutrition and eating for your body and going that route health-wise. And so I did it. I just took the step. I found an online program that would certify me and I did it. Like, that's as simple as it was. You know, I wanted to get one step closer to living my dream life. And so I took those steps. I changed. And as I just said about watching the Martha Stewart masterclass, she says she doesn't like the word pivot, but that's what I did. She can say you changed, I changed, but I pivoted. I thought, okay, I don't necessarily feel like I changed, but maybe I did. Maybe as I went through these different stages in my life, I didn't pivot. I didn't have to pivot. I changed, and that's okay. And you're probably listening to this too, thinking, I changed. I've changed in what I want. I thought I wanted that full-time job and it served me well. It got me to this point. You know, it fed my family. It keeps us going, but I'm ready to change. Even if it's just a little baby step and you start looking into something you'd like to do, if it's writing down all the things you like to do. So for me, you know, I mentioned I love to be in the garden, and as the days are getting warmer, I'm literally sitting next to my little seedling farm inside my office here. I can't wait to get them out into the garden, not just because I want the garden to grow, but I am so sick of half my office being covered in them and having to water them all the time when it's so much easier outside in the garden. I love being in the garden though. And that's part of what I show on my Instagram. It's just who I am and what I do. Do I sell garden things? Do I like teach garden things? No, not necessarily. I might throw like a few different things up there just for fun. But that's the point, is that I do it for fun, not because I'm like, oh, I need to tell everybody what vegetables to start right now. Like, that's not necessarily fun for me. But for me to be like, you know, I shared my experience of planting chamomile last year. It was actually a reel that really took off, but it was like, don't make this mistake, like the same mistake that I made. And what it was that I had planted chamomile seed everywhere and nothing was growing. And then I was looking stuff up in the app so that I wouldn't get rid of the seats that were coming up if I didn't know what they were yet. And every time I would do it, it said Mayweed, Mayweed. So I would pull out all this chamomile because it was, at the end of the day, chamomile. Its other name is Mayweed, and it's also chamomile. So I was planting all these seeds and pulling them up because I thought it was a weed, but it was actually what I planted, and I didn't know. And so that was something that I shared about because it was ridiculous that I did it, and it would help somebody else to not do the same thing. And so really getting clear about what actually lights you up and what you think that you should do, right? We're talking about living your dream life. So what would that look like? What would it look like if every day you woke up, you did things that just made you feel good, but in an organized way, in a structured way where you could make money from it? I love doing florals. Like, it is no secret that my coaching business is newer, but I've been in the wedding industry for a very long time. I mean, it's no secret, as I just talked about it earlier on this podcast, but I didn't mention, you know, well, I guess I did. I said I started my certification in 2020. So it's only 2024, the beginning of 2024, which means I haven't been coaching for that long, right? Like, I started my certificate in 2020. I'm really good at coaching. I'm an amazing coach. I know that I am. And that sounds very, you know, conceited, but I don't mean it in that way. I just know that I'm great at coaching. I've always been that person that you could rely on to coach you through something, even long before I became a coach. And flowers have, I mean, I've been doing flowers since 2016, I think. And when I moved across the country from Ontario to British Columbia, I was doing wedding planning still. So I was setting that up. And then, you know, like I said, the pandemic hit and I had a newborn baby and I just thought, okay, I can't do wedding planning anymore. It's just too much for me. It's long, long days. It's a lot of emails on my computer, where florals is like, I'm just doing flowers if it's a wedding coming up. So the way I schedule everything is that I know obviously when I have weddings, and I know when the flowers are going to get delivered or when I have to go pick up flowers. I know when I'm going to make bouquets. I know when I'm going to make centerpieces. Like, everything is very organized in advance of the wedding. And that is nice because that's like down path, right? Like, I've got that under control. And so I enjoy doing flowers so much. I love the art of doing flowers. It's such a creative output for me. And with the pandemic, and then the year after when we were allowed to have weddings, I was so burned out from doing flowers. And I really questioned whether or not I wanted to keep doing flowers. And I really teetered between, like, what am I doing with my life? Like, should I just be focusing on flowers? Should I be focusing on coaching? Like, what is it that I even want to do? And that was kind of why I was feeling so unclear. You know, I talk a lot about not knowing which direction to go and how do I make it all make sense? Like, I have all these things that I want to do, but I make it make sense by just being who I am, by following my own lead. Like, do you think Martha Stewart was looking at anybody else and what they did when she created what she created? She didn't. She, like, paved the way of being a person and creating an empire, right? She didn't just create a brand. She did create a brand, but her brand was her as a personal brand and an extension of all these things that she loves. And yes, obviously she has this gigantic team now, but it didn't start that way. It didn't start with all these things. She just showed up and did the things that she loved to do. She shared it. And you've heard me talk about that message that I've been receiving to make it all make sense, is to just show up and live my life. Do the things I want to do. Do the things that bring me joy. And so I've just been focusing on that instead of trying to figure it all out, exactly the steps and the structure. I'm just doing the things that I know I need to do. I'm sharing it with other people. I'm doing the things that I enjoy doing, whether it has anything to do with people hiring me or not. That doesn't matter. And it's being who I want to be. And you can too. And that is the whole point of this episode, is I shared a lot of stories with you, but It's, I want you to step into a life where you completely love what you're doing and you can make money off of it. Because truth be told, I could tell you to go out and just do the things that you want to do. And you might love that, but you're like, okay, but I actually need to make money. Or you might even just feel like you need to make a purpose. Like maybe you and your family, you don't need to make any money, but you're in your job as like something to do. Okay, great. Have a purpose. Work towards a goal. Do something, but make it joyful. Make it doing things that you love and show up doing them. Let people see you doing them. Because if you just do it for yourself and nobody sees it, then that's great for you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't ever do that, but how will other people know, you know, if you're building a brand, if you're building a business, how will people know about your offer if you're not talking about it and showing up and showing people that I'm living the life I'm telling you you can have too? And, you know, what's a dream life? People always think that I mean like luxury cars and a mansion and this and that. I mean whatever is joyful to you. It's literally what I mean by a dream life is being able to look at your life and being like, I 100% authentically love my life. And if there's something that I'm not super fond of, I'm going to change it. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to push past it. A way for you to bring in the kind of money that you want to have, the freedom that goes along with that, being able to take a vacation, take 4 vacations, being able to make money doing things that you love and having the freedom to do what you want when you're not working, to go to the places you want to go, to buy the things that you want to have. That's a dream life. It doesn't have to mean mansions and luxury cars. It can, if that's authentic to you. But an intentional dream life is truly just finding your purpose and living it, being you, genuinely showing up as who you are and loving that and letting other people see it. Because like I said, you can not show anybody. You can keep that to yourself. You can not have any social media. You can not have any outside, you know, touch points of who you are. But I do think it's a little harder to be able to build a business that way. I think it's really hard to not show what you do or, you know, why people should buy your offer if you're not actually showing. But hey, in the world of manifestation, can strange things happen? Sure. But to truly be intentional with your manifesting and your goal achieving, obviously you want to be very clear and mindful. And there's another word I'm thinking of. About our goals. I can't think of the word, but we want to be very curated, right? We want to curate the things that we do, not for other people, not to be like, oh, that look how curated I am, for yourself, to look at the steps that you're going to take and plan them out in a meaningful, intentional way with purpose. And that's what it comes down to. Living your dream life is finding your purpose, finding joy, living with joy, and letting people see it, telling people about it, teaching somebody something based on the way that you live your life. If we go back to that example I gave earlier saying like, oh, I love running, so I'm just going to go run around and show people on my Instagram story that I'm running. Okay, great. They might be like, cool, this person loves running. I wish I knew how to run like that. Well, maybe you could teach people how to run 1K. I don't know if that's even a thing. Maybe you can show them that. How can they get started? What mindset do they need? What exercises would help them prepare for that? How can they start to do that? If you are somebody who loves running and it brings you so much joy and you want to help other people learn to run, how can you do that in a joyful way? And showing people that you're running is a great place to be, but it can't be the only thing that you do, right? So I'm telling you this more as a spark. If there's something that you love doing and you want to teach about it, do that. You know, like I said, it's not just about running. It's about the mindset of being like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to run this 1K. I don't think that's a thing. A 10K. For me, it is because I really hate running. But do the things that you want to do and just do them. All right. I'm going to get off my little hamster wheel of telling you what to do and telling you to live your life joyfully because I think you get the point. I just really want to make it clear that you have permission to live any kind of life that you want to live. And once you figure that out, it's easy to just take the steps to move towards that. It doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, something that makes you money right away, but to slowly take the steps forward. If I said I wanted to just do nutrition coaching, I could do that now, but I couldn't have done it 3 years ago. Right now, I like to share a few things here and there, but in general, I just use that information for myself. But I wouldn't be able to say I want to turn my business into a nutritional coaching business right now if 3 years ago, I didn't take the first step in taking the program. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, this sounds great, but I still don't know how, or I'm still not clear. I keep thinking about it, but I feel overwhelmed. I haven't hit that like aha moment of what brings me joy or how to make it all make sense. Or maybe you're like me and you have all these different things that maybe don't actually feel like they make sense together and you want some clarity. Maybe you're like, I would love to do that, but I need to change my mindset and I don't know how. Let's work together. I have my intensive one-on-one 90-minute session where we could literally get so clear, find your purpose, take some action steps towards that by working backwards from the identity of who it is that you need to become in order to live that life, taking the action steps backwards, removing any limiting beliefs that are preventing you from actually taking those steps forwards, and then start to rewire your mind so you can take on the habits and the identity of that future version of you. Like, this is literally the best thing that you could do to move forward in your goals quickly and accelerated. And we can literally start right away. When you do this work and you make those changes at the subconscious level, you can literally step into that identity. You quantum leap into that version of who you are, because we're removing the things that are preventing you from getting started. Because procrastination is nothing more than a limiting belief of all the reasons that you can't do something or that you shouldn't do something. And then taking on those habits, starting them now, taking on the mindset of the person that has those things that you want. So if you're ready to do this, if you're like, I want to live my dream life, I want it to be joyful, I want to make money doing things that I just genuinely love doing, I want life to feel easy, I'm sick of it feeling hard, I'm sick of going to work and feeling like the day is just dragging on, I would rather spend my day where it feels like it went by so fast because I just loved every single part of it. Let's work together. You can find the link in the show notes and let's do this. I want to help you see how much potential you truly have and all of the opportunities that are available for you. I will talk to you in the next episode. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're feeling a bit lost in the world of manifestation, that's okay. We've all been there. But guess what? Your breakthrough is just a click away. Introducing the Neural Energetic Manifestation Blueprint, your foolproof step-by-step roadmap to manifesting your dream. Designed for those new to manifestation or those who are feeling stuck, this blueprint is packed with neuroscience-backed strategies, journals, workbooks, and bonus tools to kickstart your journey to abundance. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Take the first step for just $7 and start manifesting your best life today. Find the link in the show description.